Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, it's the day after Thanksgiving, a national holiday in the United States of America. Hope you had a very pleasant Thanksgiving. As we normally do on this show, we usually take Thanksgiving Day and the day after to just go back and read some of the emails that we have received. Many of them we print in our newsletter, Mormonism Researched, which comes out every other month. It's free if you'd like to get it. There's a place on our website, mrm.org, where you can sign up for that. But we just want to read some of your encouraging comments, and they're encouraging because many times people will explain how Mormonism Research Ministry has been a help to them in sharing the Christian faith with their LDS friends and loved ones. And certainly that is one of our objectives here at Mormonism Research Ministry. We want to be able to equip the body of Christ to be able to intelligently dialogue with their friends who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The first letter, thank you for your ministry and podcast. It took me about 2 years after leaving and accepting Jesus as my Savior before I even wanted to talk about it. I love being a Christian so much, I didn't even want to think about Mormon theology. But it was through your podcast that my anger went away and I could discuss the religion without a venomous heart. I've been out for 8 years.
A couple of things I want to point out there, and I love the part where this individual says, I loved being a Christian so much I didn't even want to talk about Mormon theology. That is so different from the so many who unfortunately come out of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and don't want to talk about anything at all, want nothing to do with religion or faith at all. And sadly, Eric, we've seen way too many have drift off into agnosticism or even atheism. Sometimes they go through a period we call the doldrums, where nothing's going on spiritually in their life. They've been burned and they just don't want to engage in anything having to do with things spiritual. But here's an individual who is excited about their Christian faith, and because of that excitement, didn't see an interest in looking at Mormon theology. I can go for that anytime. This person also said, it was through your podcast that my anger went away. That encourages me as well, because we certainly don't want to help people continue in that anger mode, because there are certain phases people go through once they leave the LDS church. Many times anger is a part of it because they felt betrayed. But hopefully we can give a sense of compassion for the LDS people. And I hope you sense that when we talk about the Mormons. Certainly, we do not see them as enemies or anything like that. We do see, however, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints more in the category of being victims. They're actually victims of this church, and this church, unfortunately, is not a help for them spiritually.
The next letter, thank you so much for all your resources, website, books, podcasts, interviews, newsletters, etc. As a Christian, I have benefited greatly from these resources the past few years as the number of my Mormon friends increases and I am looking for meaningful ways to engage in faith conversations. I have been moving around the past few years due to school and work, but it is amazing how God has provided opportunities wherever I go to talk with Mormon missionaries.
Now, that's encouraging because, again, that's exactly what we're hoping to accomplish. We want to give the information to believers, to Christian believers, so that they can have meaningful conversations with their LDS friends. So this is a classic example of what we are trying to do here at Mormonism Research Ministry. Let me also read you this one that came through contact@mrm.org. And if you'd like to write us, that's a good address to use, contact@mrm.org. This individual tells us that they are an evangelical Christian living in the state of Tennessee. This person says, I have a cousin who is a Mormon and along with her family, and they all live in Utah near Salt Lake City. We are friends on Facebook, but I have never met her in person, although I hope to someday. If I do get to meet her, I would like to be prepared to have a friendly, well-informed discussion with her and her family. She says that she has read Lynn Wilder's book, Unveiling Grace, which she says she enjoyed and thought was excellent. However, it's more of a personal story, and I would like something a little more structured as far as the content of what Mormons believe and how to talk with them about Christianity. She goes on to say, recently, I've been watching an interview and discussion between Sean McDowell and Eric Johnson on YouTube. There were a couple of Eric Johnson's books that look interesting and helpful. One was Answering Mormons' Questions, and the other, Sharing the Good News with Mormons. I've checked them out on Amazon, but cannot decide which one would be better to start with first. I'm leaning towards Answering Mormons' Questions, but I'm torn because they both look good. Do you have a recommendation on which one would be better to start with, or if you had to choose one? Eric, I'm going to let you answer that question, since it was your interview with Sean that sparked this email to be written in the first place.
Well, let's just be fair. The Answering Mormons' Questions book was actually co-authored with you, Bill, so you are the first main author. I'm the secondary author. That's a book that you wrote many years ago. Was published in 1990 by Bethany House and then was picked up by Kriegel in 2013. It's a great book if you want to learn how to answer the questions that people will ask you. If you're in conversations with Latter-day Saints, it's a must book. There's another book that you and I co-authored called Mormonism 101. And that book is more of an overview of the differences between Mormonism and Christianity as far as the doctrines are concerned. I recommend that for people who don't know very much about Mormonism and want to see how they can compare their faith. The last book that she mentioned that I did co-edit with Sean McDowell is called Sharing the Good News with Mormons. That was published in 2018 by Harvest House Publishers. That's more of a book that would help you to learn how to share your faith in different kinds of ways. There are 24 chapters. You wrote a chapter. I wrote a chapter. Sandra Tanner wrote a chapter. Lynn Wilder, a number of people who are involved in this ministry. That would probably be a book I would put at the end of the three that I just mentioned, because it kind of takes everything you've already learned and then maybe shows you how these other people are successfully using these tactics to be able to share, as you mentioned, in a gentle, respectful manner. And I think all of those authors that were part of that helped us to be able to accomplish, I think, did a great service by providing so many different ways. There's not just one magic bullet, as we like to say. There are a variety of tactics. You have to find something that you feel comfortable with and go for it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Mormonism 101, if you don't have a very good grasp of what LDS teaching is all about and how it compares with the Christian faith, that would be a good one to start with. If you are engaging Latter-day Saints in conversations, let's say with your neighbor or a coworker, I would strongly recommend Answering Mormons' Questions. I wrote that book based on questions that I had fielded from Latter-day Saints that I was personally talking to. These are actual questions that you will probably hear come up in a conversation with your LDS friends. So I'd certainly recommend that one as well.
There's another book that I actually authored by myself. This one was called Mormonism 101 for Teens. And that's a book that I wrote for teenagers or even college-age students or even preteens to help them understand better what their Mormon friends are believing. And that kind of goes right into this next letter. This is what it says. I just wanted to let you know that yours and Eric's work at MRM.org have been a blessing to me and my family. We have been living in North Texas for 6 years now in a pretty LDS-heavy area. We moved from Illinois, not knowing one single LDS family, to now our four children, each having several LDS friends. Over the past year, I have really become interested in the teachings of the LDS Church and now have read a couple of your books, listened to your podcast weekly, and have watched several of your talks on YouTube. My husband and I have been having conversations with our children so they can be more knowledgeable when speaking with their friends, and just recently our 19-year-old son, whose friend group is completely LDS, has dug into reading and learning everything he can about Mormonism and comparing it to the Bible. Both he and my 17-year-old daughter have been able to have loving but honest conversations about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity with their friends. And that's, Bill, why I mentioned the book, Mormonism 101 for Teens. This is an excellent example this couple is setting. They talk about the issue with their family. they're helping their children to better grasp the differences so they might be able to intelligently engage these LDS friends and not just be ignorant about it. Because one of the things we find happen so often when it comes to young people is they don't know very much about the religion, and then they start to date a Latter-day Saint, and before you know it, they're getting married. They're turning to Mormonism. I think that's a very wise thing, if you're a parent, to be willing to talk about these issues, especially if you live in a highly concentrated LDS community such as Utah, Idaho, Nevada.
Well, when she talks about her 17-year-old daughter, who has been able to have a loving but honest conversation about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity with their friends, again, that's what we're hoping to accomplish here. You cannot have a loving conversation with a Latter-day Saint unless you are having an honest conversation as well. Those two have to go together. And sometimes it can be difficult because honesty compels you to sometimes having to say something that might not go very well with that individual. I know when one of my friends was witnessing to me before I became a Christian, they said things that made me uncomfortable. But instead of just getting upset and accusing that person of not liking me, I took to heart the things that they were saying because I knew this individual cared for me and was seeking out my well-being. And I think that's important when you're talking to a Latter-day Saint friend. And so I'm blessed that that sentence is in here, a loving but honest conversation about the differences, because that is certainly essential.
Bill, we have a number of listeners who we believe are Latter-day Saints. Here's an example. And this person says, I am still a member of The Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, even though I don't agree with lots and lots of its teachings. Starting to consider that Joseph Smith wasn't, of course, any prophet of God. Your book, Mormonism 101, is full of interesting stuff. Thank you so much for your work and dedication. May you have health, peace, and the love of God with you. Bill, when we put together any material on the website, whenever we write our books, and whatever we talk about here on Viewpoint on Mormonism, we always take into consideration that there is probably Latter-day Saints who are reading or listening to what we have to say. So we're very careful about what we say, and we don't want to be offensive unnecessarily, but we want to be able to present truth as straightforward as we can.
I got a kick out of the phrase that this individual used regarding Mormonism 1 being full of interesting stuff. And if you've ever read our books, or even when you listen to this show, you'll know that a lot of the content is material directly from LDS sources or the Bible. And certainly Mormonism 101 would be a classic example of that, because what else are we quoting but statements made by LDS leaders or LDS publications, magazines, conference reports, or whatever, and what the Bible has to say. So the interesting stuff, well, most of that I can guarantee you is probably either from an LDS source or from the Bible. That's what we want to focus on, because certainly by looking at those two categories, you're going to find significant differences.
The last one says, God bless you, folks. And I think we can say the same for all of our listeners who have listened to us maybe for 1 year or even for 10 years as we've been on the air that long. Thank you for your support. Without you, we cannot run this ministry.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another Viewpoint on Mormonism.